risks are utilized to determine where in the software development lifecycle will be the starting point for testing. For instance, we can address the risk of poor requirements by using formal reviews as soon as the requirements are recorded at the start of a project. Information provided by product risks allow decisions on how much testing should be done on a particular component or systems. For instance, the higher the risk, more elaborate and thorough testing is required. In these manner, testing is utilized to lessen the risk of a negative effect transpiring or being missed. Addressing product risks by reducing it employ non-test activities. For instance, replacing the analyst writing poor requirements is a better and more effective way of addressing risks of poor requirements.